This week on Minnesota Native News, the latest developments with the proposed Sandpiper Pipeline, pushing the University of Minnesota to take on the NFL, and new services for expectant Native American moms.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. The Minnesota Public Utilities Commission has decided to study alternatives to the hotly contested route for the Enbridge Sandpiper oil pipeline. Scores of people packed the commission's hearing room on August 7th to weigh in on which routes the state should consider. Reporter Melissa Townsend has the story.
The Enbridge Company wants the Sandpiper pipeline to run across northern Minnesota, connecting North Dakota to storage facilities in Clearbrook, Minnesota, and finally to a refinery in Superior, Wisconsin. Studies of that route show 28 significant waterways and wild rice stands could be decimated by a pipeline leak. At the commission meeting, Richard Hamilton Smith talked about what's at stake. Smith is president of the group Friends of the Headwaters.
Minnesotans love their water, and we'll spend a ton of money to be in it, on it, and around it. The state earns $342 million in tax revenue just from fishing alone.
Smith, who is not native, went on to talk about the importance of this area to Anishinaabe people.
This is their history, their heritage, it's their culture. To them, without wild rice, they would not be a people. And this route, to me, shoots an arrow right through the heart of their spirit.
Given these concerns, the Public Utilities Commission decided to take a closer look at 54 changes to the route. The agency also said it will study a completely different path that would run roughly along the I-94 corridor through southern Minnesota. This route endangers 7 waterways and wild rice stands. The company has a big problem with this route. For one, it misses the storage facility in Clearbrook. This is Enbridge attorney Prantis.
One of the largest potential benefits for this area is the fact that it supplies our local refineries and that moves through Clearbrook.
And he offered another argument against the route. It's longer than the northern option. The longer the pipeline, he says, the more chances you have for a leak. The State Public Utilities Commission will study the feasibility and potential impacts of both these routes over the next few months. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
A new nonprofit in Bemidji is focused on serving Native American expectant mothers. The Mewija Andatazike Wigamig Agency is training birth attendants, or doulas, on Anishinaabe birth traditions. Kirsten Thoraldson is a board member of the agency.
A certain level of power was taken away when the birth traditions had to go underground.
Thoraldson says the agency wants to help Native women regain that power that gets lost in a clinical setting.
We hear from a lot of young moms that they feel very judged, especially moms with, let's say, a lot of tattoos or piercings. You know, there's just a lot of stigma, and we would say institutional racism, actually, that is present and is palpable.
She says many of these pregnant women are staying away from medical care, and that puts them and their babies at risk. Thoraldson says the long-term goal is to open a birth center in Bemidji focused on the traditions and needs of Native American women. But in the short term, the organization is training people who would like to serve as doulas or birth attendants for Native women. The next set of classes is scheduled for mid-September. A local group says the University of Minnesota can do more to ban the name of the Washington, D.C. football team when they play the Vikings at the University Stadium in November. University President Eric Kaler has said the school considers the team name racist and supports banning its use. But, he says, he can't do more than ask the NFL to take action. Alan Yelsey is a board member with the Minneapolis-based National Coalition Against Racism in Sports and Media. He applauds President Kaler's statement against the name, but says the school can do more.
We believe they're not as restricted as one might think. It is their stadium. They are the obligated party. So we believe they should uphold the federal law, which makes this illegal, and simply ask that the name not be used whatsoever on campus.
Yelsey also wants the university to prohibit game attendance to anyone wearing garb, face paint, a headdress, or clothing with the team name on game day. Yelsey hasn't seen the contract giving the NFL rights to the university stadium, but he says federal anti-discrimination law trumps whatever agreements have been made. This is Minnesota Native News, online at minnesotanativenews.org.